yeah.
Somebody else.
Well, I mean, other than
getting yelled at,
good
yeah.
stuff.
It's a miracle.
I'm not getting yelled at. I'm being physically abused. What are you talking about?
Live from the north side of Racine, Wisconsin. It's the Physically Abusive Podcast. Guys, games, and beer.
Yay! I thought we were the
and we did like that. I what was it you said the last one?
The devilishly disheveled.
Yeah, devilishly disheveled.
No, but
I like
the
that.
Physically abused better, though.
I like both.
I like it because it's not me that's being abused.
I like take 452.
And don't target
keep,
yourself.
Yeah,
out.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, if you keep talking, it's bound to happen.
Yes.
My eye. Brother.
We've been here for 8 hours doing the intro.
One after another.
Jesus. So
you better tell him you fell down the stairs.
I screwed up on number one, and everybody feels it. They got to screw everything up afterwards.
Wow, you're really hot about this topic, aren't you?
Take 46
so,
was pretty good.
I'm going to take a nap probably when we're ready to start.
All right. Bundles.
Of joy.
I've heard of them.
Yes. Are they bundles of joy, or are they bundles of crap that we can't sell otherwise? That is the big question about gaming bundles today. And I'm going to start with Mike.
Dun, dun, dun.
Mike.
What about Hanro?
Mike.
I don't really do.
Put your damn phone on.
You don't buy bundles at all?
That's a shame.
I don't have money to.
Dude,
there's solidarity, brother.
$1.50 for 20 games.
Yeah, like bundle stars.
I don't have $1.50 for.
Well, here's the thing, though, too. Like, none of the games have like been like piquing my interest. Where it's like, yeah.
That is kind of the problem with a lot of them. But there's been like the THQ bundle was really.
Yeah, which is a exactly.
Yeah, THQ ones, but.
Well,
and at that time, at that time, I was in school where I was just like,
I can't play fucking games, fuck this.
But that is like a really good
budget. For people who might not be up to date, do you want to kind of catch people up?
What
about like some of the spin-offs? Because besides Humble Bundle, there are some other bigger ones like
Star Bundle.
Bundle Star.
Yeah. Indie whatever the hell. I don't know. Yeah, Indie Go. Thank you.
Yeah.
There's dozens of bundles. I mean, I don't even want to go into the individual ones because we post on them all the time.
But really,
Facebook
a lot of this all stemmed off on the big success that the Humble Bundles had, which initially started as just indies. They just had indies. I think 1 through 6, and they had some of the bigger indie titles that became more successful.
Yeah, I mean, they broke away from indie bundles later, and I don't mind that.
Yeah, that's okay. And
own,
now Humble Bundle, which is the biggest one, do larger companies. Like currently, they're doing 2K.
I don't know. Is Humble even the biggest anymore? I don't know if that's true.
I think
there's a lot of bundles that are
within about 3 or 4 days. For example, the 2K one pulled in over $1 million.
That's pretty amazing.
A lot of people have heard of Humble. I guess I'll go into some of the things I don't like about some of the bigger ones now. Humble has basically tied themselves to Steam, where you log into Steam and they give you the games instead of giving you individual keys. So you can't give your friend those keys. I think that's a load of shit. Bundle Stars, however, I believe
still
does.
Which also makes
it
hard for us to put them on our Facebook page.
Right, it makes it very difficult for us.
if you don't like the lack of giveaways we have on our show, you can probably blame people like the Humble Bundle.
Yeah, we used to give away more when we could actually
buy them. Bastards.
But anyway, I do have to say, I'm not going to say necessarily that they've... they think there's an oversaturation, but they haven't necessarily gone down in quality.
I don't know about that.
I disagree wholeheartedly. I think they've... In general, the quality's gone down.
I really think there's just a sheer larger volume.
Really? Think?
There's still plenty of new good ones coming out all the time. And, but it's just... It gets harder and harder to sort through the more and more companies that release.
I think what you're saying is right there what I'm saying. There's more of them... But more of them are trash and less treasure. There's still treasure coming out on a regular basis. I just picked up a couple during the week that I had games that I really liked. But in general, I've noticed that they've gone to games that are...
Shovelware?
Yeah. I hate using that term. It's been a while since I've used shovelware, but yes.
Shovel Knights is a good game. Oh,
yeah.
Which is a kickstarting game, so...
Well, you remember some of the great games that used to come out in bundles. Like, you know, Super Meat Boy was seen in bundles at one point. You got
Braid.
First time, you know, the first time you saw them was in this bundle.
Yeah.
Or at least the first time they got really wide acceptance. Even Potato Man.
Potato?
Well, sometimes
I love that damn game!
No.
Sometimes there's older titles,
like
but were good, like Disciples.
Yeah.
Disciples 3 was in a bundle. And,
right.
You know.
But I think now it's like a bunch of incomplete or half-complete games, a bunch of Endless Runners, and I don't hate Endless Runners. It's just that you can only play so damn many Endless Runners before they start getting kind of boring. because, you know, I am just pressing one button, and it's hard to make a lot of variants in that.
The what Impossible about, game? Like that, is that what you're talking about with Endless like Runners? And, like, the Impossible game, where it's all, basically, you just press one button to flip your little cube, and it's a platformer slash...
You chose the weirdest game to represent
it. I know,
It's an Endless Run.
Temple Run.
Temple Run's kind of a... That's an Endless Runner, because you can go right
it's
and
a little,
left.
But that's the basics.
I try.
Cannonballs.
Cannonball is the basis for most of
those. Flappy Bird could be also an Endless Runner, too, because you only go...
Yeah, but you end really quick.
Speaking of...
yes, but still, it could be called an Endless
Doodle
Runner.
Jump. It's actually what I'm playing right now. That's an Endless Runner.
That's an Endless Runner.
But yes.
Not really, that's a jumper. But anyway. Endless Runner usually is a side-scrolling game. It's not 3D. It can have 3D.
And it usually features one button. Like the Michael Jackson game
from Sega Genesis? Michael Jackson Moonwalker?
Yeah. That's not.
I thought that was.
It's like more like a beat 'em up.
That's a beat 'em up.
I've seen kind of a trend to where it's like.
I don't know if molestation can be a category.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say, he's running for the cops, you know.
That's
like
molestation.
The country,
O.J. Simpson's Bronco Challenge.
I like that. I want to hate that.
All right, so, Mike, you got nothing?
I really don't have anything on this one, no.
Laura, any thoughts on that?
I'm glad we could spend 10 minutes on that.
Yeah. We did. I think that's all right.
I was being a jerk.
So, Laura, have you bought any bundles?
I haven't.
All right. Nothing at all.
I don't know. I'm a console person. I like to play consoles.
Solidarity, sister.
Woo!
I'm both.
Yay, I like to overpay for games. Way to go, Brian. Okay. He paid $20 for Cannibal, by the way,
I only shop it at New Waves. They're never over there.
Come on.
Nothing wrong with shopping at New Wave. Hyperlocal reference again, please.
Yes. We love you, New Wave.
Look at the
I really love you.
Please love us back.
I need to be cuddled.
Thank
you for Zombie Revenge.
Every time I go in there, they're always drunk.
But their deals are just so damn good.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't get me
wrong.
I still shop there all the time.
And I
wish that they would accept cards, though.
Damn you, Ralph.
Well, you go next door to the...
Yeah,
you go next door now, which you couldn't do before.
The porno shop and swipe your card there and get money back.
Nice.
They do have porno bags there.
I know they do. That's why I said that.
Well, you get cash back at the porn store?
Yeah,
debit.
Oh, okay.
It was your debit card.
But just
you have to buy something, though.
But then you have to take out enough cash.
Oh, darn.
You just buy a sticker.
I have enough double dongs to last. Double. Oh, wait. Hey!
All right, Brian.
But what flavor gum is that at the porn shop that you...
Okay, you know what?
That got dirty real quick.
Does anybody else have anything to say?
I do! We're not done yet.
Yeah, you know, I have a lot of very important things to say.
On topic would be preferred.
He's going to say exactly what I said.
No, actually, I have a question. Are they offering early access games in these bundles at all?
No.
No.
Alphas are on all the time. If you would... That is an early access game or something.
That's
is alpha. Alphas are there all the time. The problem is... Very often they're not games I'd really want to play anyway.
It's like, I'm sorry, and like I kind of got the terminology. It's a fine line because early access usually a lot of times when you get those alphas, I don't know. A lot of times they don't update if they're standalone games. They don't update them and they
But that can happen in any alpha you're in, and it can happen.
No, I know, but I mean like the early access games are tend to be like, oh hey, there's a client you get now, and it tends to be complete. Which I guess they do also have.
They have the exact same problem. Yeah. I mean, there's lots of.
I'm just trying to make a different point, though.
Yeah, I know, they call them different things, but they're really the same thing.
Yeah,
I mean,
they are.
You're dealing with an alpha.
But no, I was just saying, like, with an alpha, a lot of times when you buy it in a bundle, that's just what you get. You don't get the released product when it's done. And some
you only get the version you got. It's not like you're going to get the completed one. No, with the bundles, they don't do that.
Like, with Bundle Stars,
No, because I've gotten the release, they usually will change it over and give you a Steam key when the Steam version comes out. Yeah, I've gotten it. I get them all the time.
No, okay, well.
In fact, I just got like three last week.
He's like endless, kind of like Robotron zombie ripoff things and things like that.
Yeah.
And they got their full versions whenever they already came out.
When they finally came out. So
I get one every couple weeks now. Like,
all
you know, they'll send one.
So, whatever. Move on with that.
Debatable.
But still, it's kind of two different terms for the same thing. One's classier than the other. One's more likely to complete. If they call it early access, it's probably more likely to complete than an alpha, but... still it might not.
I'll be honest, I'm not a big fan of early access games, kind of a side note from the bundles, but I'm not a big fan of them. Honestly, I kind of feel that it in the long term is not good for the video game industry. I mean, how many times would... hardcore gamers are more likely to continue playing it even after the game has been updated and whatnot. If you get a casual gamer going in there, I generally feel that there it's like, oh, this I bought this game for dirt cheap, and it's early access, and it's shit.
Yeah,
like
they're the not, not going to see right. They're not going to see what comes out later.
Like the original version of Rust, the first alpha version of that was absolutely terrible. Now they've recently done updates to it, and it's I've seen it played. It looks like to be it's a lot of fun.
You're right. For the casual gamer, they're not going to come back to it. If they get a bad experience right off the bat, that's it. They're
unless it really, really broke, and they're looking through their like Steam backlog.
Yeah, but they are. But yeah,
like Rob's early access titles on Steam really like super expensive. Yeah. Like I mean, at least half of them are
on Steam, but not when they're. We're still talking about the bundle.
Yeah,
if you get them in a bundle, then they're usually not a bad deal.
Like you get those Greenlight bundles, and a lot of times they don't have a Steam code yet because they're not really lit yet.
Right.
Now before that, they used to just give you the key after it released.
Right.
And you still, if you'll go back through some of your bundles. If you buy a lot of bundles, you'll notice that, oh, look, there's a Steam key there now. And that happens pretty regularly with this kind of stuff.
So
they give you a Steam key. And sometimes you ask them to give you one. You know, I've done that several times.
My proud thing. I probably never go back through my old bundles.
Yeah, I do all the time. Just looking for that
that's
new thrill.
I
don't.
That's why with like, the Humble Bundle stuff, I'm going to make sure I register the same email address, because then I can actually go back
and
check. Yeah, you know, I always use the same address, but
I'm a
lazy bastard. I just don't go back through.
I'll tell you the truth. I have not bought a Humble Bundle since probably the THQ, and I used to buy like every one that came out.
I just bought the previous one.
And like
I just don't...
1 through 8, they didn't actually. They started to overlap actually. Like and like there was a couple, like maybe 1 or 2 games, but like 9 and I don't think they did. I don't think they did 10. Maybe they did 10 already. But like they started to overlap a lot more, and that's the thing. It's like there's only so much content,
and you got like all that content already.
Well, now that goes into it. I mean, at what point is it? If one game overlaps, don't buy it. If it's 2 games overlap, do you not buy it? I mean, right now, BioShock. They got BioShock Infinite and BioShock in this the latest bundle.
I love BioShock.
Yeah, but now, so, but do you already own it?
Yes.
Okay.
But
there's a lot of other good games in the bundle. So would you pass it up at that point?
Probably not. If it's cheap, I mean, if it's less
than
the individual,
it's like $3 to start with.
Yeah, I would still buy it. I mean,
I don't care.
And then like
$5
to get the extra.
But like the bundles, I'm really like, especially with Humble Bundle or the ones for charity. I'm a lot less hesitant to.
Yeah.
Like yeah, especially because almost all the ones for charity. Like, you can actually adjust
How much you're giving.
How much goes to the publisher, how much goes to charity. So if you really, really care about it, you know, you can kind of...
Now, that's a cool thing. Explain that to people.
So,
with
I mean...
Humble Bundle...
Most gamers already know this. Like, with Humble Bundle, when you decide what you're going to pay, you can actually adjust the slider saying, this is... They usually choose to select charity. A lot of times it goes to Child's Play, which, you know, it's a great video game-related charity. And you can actually adjust... How much goes to the people who produce the games? How much goes to charity? And how much goes to the Humble Bundle company for, you know, actually, you know, putting on the sales and everything? So they have like a default level, so you can kind of adjust it, but you can adjust exact how much goes to whom, which is cool. So
I have a question though. You said that in some instances you're getting Steam keys. In the other instances,
no, you're almost always getting
not,
Steam keys.
Yeah. In the other instances, nowadays, but in the old
days. Even like with the Humble Bundle, you don't even get keys. They actually, you click it and it redeems it to
one of my complaints.
Automatically.
Okay. Yeah.
Which is what he was talking about earlier.
Yeah, there's another one that's going that's going
so
this way too.
You
I'm
like
trying
like
to remember
the,
it.
Purchases a gift style option?
No.
You can gift it. You can gift it, but you have to gift it through their page. It'll
as
give
a
you.
Package?
It'll get like the Humble Bundle will give you a Humble Bundle customized link, and then
right, it doesn't end up in your account where you can gift it from your account.
Yeah.
Which sucks.
It was nice when they did that.
Yeah, it was nicer when you could just take a key, though, and give it to somebody.
Well,
I have
yeah,
flexibility.
Easy.
Yeah.
I can give it however I want.
In fact, I remember a couple of posts that you guys had set up where you used to gift them to the G2P page.
Mm. We still do, regularly.
Yeah, but not the
Humble
Bundle. Not the
Humble Bundle. Oh, Humble Bundle ones?
We used to do some of the Humble Bundle ones when
we
got
them. Yeah,
we
used to. Heck, I used to do the whole bundle every once in a while, but...
So, Jess, how about you? What's the latest bundle you purchased?
Sephora.
Oh, by the way, introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Jess.
First time.
Nice to meet
you.
First time on the show.
Yeah.
Long time listener, first time participating.
I'm a long time listener. And
really, I don't think I've made it through a full show. So. Yeah. I say, you're
nobody ever
at least you're honest.
Nobody ever does.
At least you're honest.
I skip through the bits. I typically know, like, when the bit is like exciting, like the first 10 minutes, and then maybe 15 minutes later when the beer starts to kick in.
And then the end.
And then the end, when everybody's, like, mellowing out. Yeah.
I kick everybody out.
So, for the audience, that's those are the parts you actually want to listen to. Just
wow. Don't listen to all things.
Well, yeah. Don't listen to her. Rob, just take her out and post.
They're probably not listening by this point anyway.
Right. Exactly.
We're past, that first 10 minutes.
There's less wild gesticulating right now, too.
Yeah.
So
nobody
looks less
excited. All right, Trav? Well, I mean, I used to read a lot of the other part, but, I mean, I do have to say, like, if you're, it's harder because yes, there's a lot more out there, and especially after Humble Bundle did like and bigger companies started to have so much success, and they started to take bigger games into it. Everybody, they're always going to be the people who kind of try to profit off that, or kind of just you know bundle up whatever to you know get some sort of profit, and like that's to be understood. As much as I don't like it, and like different people like different games, so I mean I can't really say. Hey, this game, these are games that I don't really care for, but I'm not going to say, you know, there are games that somebody out there isn't going to love.
I would say out of us, I'm probably the one who plays the most rubbishy games and likes them.
Yeah.
I mean, I will plug in the Atari and think,
yeah, you're
really
in a regular garbage heap.
Yeah. So if I'm telling you that a game is rubbish, it really does not have redeeming qualities. I mean, Potato Man seeks the truth.
True.
I believe is high excellence. I think that is a great game. I enjoy it. So,
one of those games where the high point is the escape key gets you out quickly.
Yes. Well, I don't think that's true. Yes, I love yelling at that game. But anyway,
I'm so dead.
Oh, it's so cheaty. It's so damn
it's so cheaty.
It is. It's a cheaty son of a bitch. Available on the Ouya.
No, we're all fine games, huh?
I don't know why.
We're all fine games.
We're fine games, go to die.
Yes.
Got one.
I don't know why.
All right. Kevin, you got anything to say on this?
Not really, no.
Larry, you said you're not...
No, I have a few things. One, you know, what do you guys think? And I'm going to throw out more questions then. I was noticing that there seems to be a tendency to, like, bundle, like, one game and it's downloadable content as a bundle. And I don't know,
they couldn't,
you know.
They listed as separate items, that's what ticks me off.
Yeah.
I don't mind them. If it's significant content, I don't mind it so much as if it's like, hey, here's this game and the blue skin and the green skin. Yeah, there's a bundle for you.
Right, it just kind of seems like it's.
Call of Duty Ghosts.
Yes.
It's a weak bundle, I guess. And, you know, and I've seen to be noticing more of those. And, like, the bundle companies, like, just advertising singular games that are, like, on sale, like, kind of almost as, like, a bundle.
I did buy one recently. I bought a single game. It was $1, and it's usually $20. It was a racing game. I'll be doing a video on that.
Sonic R.
So it's like, well, you're a bundle company. Don't tell me your singular game is a bundle.
You know? Yeah, it's not really a... Well, I mean, the other one, Bundle Stars, I think, does individual sales, and they just show
that's
up.
Well, even Humble Bundle has their store.
And then Royale's the other
Battle
one.
Battle Royale, yeah. Or Bundle Royale, sorry.
Yeah.
I got...
Is the other big one. And then I do a lot of really obscure ones, too, which have some really oddball games in them that are pretty good. But
well, that's what I kind of like about the bundles, because I don't necessarily... I don't want to necessarily buy everything Bioshock. It's like I kind of... The reason I buy a bundle is I want a buffet. If I wanted one singular, you know, steak dinner, that's what I would do.
This is how Larry's last marriage ended, by the way.
Yeah. Exactly. That one singular steak dinner.
Exactly that way, yeah.
Wait, you were all there cheering.
It was May 14th, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But...
Let the meat.
Yeah.
Forget it.
Jeez, Larry, I'm hungry now.
Yeah.
I really want a buffet.
So are we bundling steak dinners?
Steak.
Yes, we're bundling steak
with
dinners.
With our games.
Multiple steak dinners.
Get I'm just saying, part of the idea of a bundle is, I could try all these different games, you know?
Yep.
Because, you know, I'm a bit ADD when it comes to gaming. I don't often focus all on one game. It's like, I'll buy one game, you know, buying a bundle, I play for like a half hour each one of them, and then I sort of move on. And
not,
it's like,
not,
you know, these...
Skyrim,
these,
though.
Not Skyrim. That one just sucked me in for
years. Oh, God,
don't
make me pull out the cartridge. But,
I still think about going back.
I'm going to visit Skyrim again.
The 70 hours in, but no, I got to go back in.
Are you a real 70 hours in, or are you like 20 hours of standing like I am?
Hey.
Standing in a corner somewhere.
I don't think it's 70 hours, but it's probably 30, 40, and pretty much solid play. Very little standing. Okay. You know, so.
I do a lot of standing in a corner somewhere while I go play something else.
Doesn't he say something, though?
No, it just goes back and it just kind of gives you the 360 view of the area.
Yeah, oh. You're just spinning around.
Yeah, because there are games that are like, hey, what am I doing here?
No, not that game.
I love when they annoy you like that. I'm just standing here. Remember, I'm just standing here.
Yeah, right? Here I am.
There's nothing to see here.
It'd be cool if after like 2 hours he just killed himself.
I'm bored.
Well, like in Sonic 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sonic the Hedgehog. Sonic CD. If you stood still for 5 minutes, Sonic would jump off the map and be like, yeah, fuck it, I'm done.
Only 5 minutes? That's not even like a poop.
That's what you get for not pressing pause.
Episode name.
Okay. I know, I was thinking that too.
Not even a poop.
The length of
5 minutes, that's not even a poop.
The length of time that you had for each map was 10 minutes to race across, so after 5, it's like there's a reasonable expectation that, yeah, that poop's going to take a lot longer.
I mean, you can always pause.
You're clenching the handicap bars.
It was burrito set.
So, I don't know, I feel like the quality has gone down.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you that there's... I guess one of the exceptions would be like the one train simulator they had with all of its additional content.
Train simulator, bitch!
Which was nice to get the extra content right away.
But that extra content
train simulator
was like,
goes hard.
That was like $100 worth of content there. I mean, that's serious content.
And maybe there's some lack of knowledge on my part.
Is horribly messed up.
Right? We're going to give you one map and a train.
You're going to screw me up.
$30, please.
Really, that's another discussion.
The front pop-up page for Steam today, their big notification was that Mechanic Simulator was on sale. It did not even look real. I was like, I've seen a bajillion simulators, and like I know they have simulators for everything. I get that. Like
even goats.
Yeah, Goat Simulator or like
totally
Street
legitimate.
Cleaner Simulator. All this
it's
jazz.
A real game.
I get that. But it had the fakest image ever. It was just like corny ass guy. Like I was like, I couldn't believe it was real.
Hey, is everyone
trolling you, man?
I like
they're
that.
Trolling
that
one you. Is so.
That was great.
Larry's putting up fake games on Steam again.
Are they just trying to, you know, recapture that lightning in a bottle?
Can you actually
search it?
No, is it actually people?
Simulator.
People? There are a lot of people.
No, Goat Simulator would be the lightning in the bottle.
There are. There are people who either
really
like
well.
To learn about a subject, or people who do that for their job, who actually just like digging around if they like their job.
That one was not
yeah,
fair.
You know,
Goat
I would,
Simulator is anything
part of
that.
I have no consequences.
We're absolutely completely off topic, and I no longer care. So we're gonna take a 5 minute break, and we'll be back.
But I had a funny quip.
Oh, I don't give a crap anymore.
Oh, hey, I mean, my grandpa's a farmer. I better learn to farm, you know? What?
Physically abusive.
Isn't
then
that
they...
what the opening said?
Oops.
Yeah.
We're back!
That was the original
opening. Oh,
with Larry!
Now with 90% more Larry.
Okay, so... a major improvement.
This episode of G2B is brought to you by Drunken Larry.
Isn't everyone?
Yeah.
Larry. You should just have your own.
All right, wait, gentlemen, ladies.
Larry.
Rob is introducing the car.
Oh shit! He brought in the
whipping monkey. Tell him. All right. Tell him what happens to him.
You know what happens. It involves a razor and a lot of shaving cream. I'm just gonna say.
I already waxed my legs. On the soap.
Yeah.
On the show.
Yeah, we this has nothing to do with wax, trust me.
Yeah, that was a good episode.
That was a great episode. Waxing Noob?
No.
Watch that episode, it's great.
Shaving Private Noob.
Yeah. Waxing
episode.
Private Noob.
Watch that one, folks.
Yeah, it is really good. We waxed his legs.
Wait, were we recording video?
No, we were
we are.
That's just audio, though.
We did it for fun.
Oh, no, we were audio back then.
Yeah,
but
you can listen to those pictures of waxing.
All right, we're off topic again. That's it. I got to restart it.
Oh, no. We're off topic.
All right, does anybody have the other topic?
Yes.
I don't even know what the topic is.
Why don't you show and or tell?
It's one that we've been playing or show and tell.
Or both.
Don't act all.
I want you to restart it.
You with me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
I don't want it to restart it. All right.
Whatever's easier for Rob.
Hey!
I got the cartridge.
Hey,
oh, now you
go.
Want to follow the rules.
Because it involves me. Way to go.
Some honesty.
Thank you. I'm doing what have I been playing?
Yay!
Yay.
Recently, I've been playing three games. One is Smite, like usual. Monster Hunter with Travis and Krause. And then three was a game from E3. I've actually purchased Valiant Hearts, which is based off of the First World War, where you follow three characters and, I guess, a dog that follows two of them. Hey, that dog is
very
awesome.
Very historically accurate.
Evidently.
It actually is, because what happens in the game is, like, as more you progress, the more, like, you can actually whip out, it'll, like, be, like, bloop, more, like, hints. It'll actually talk about, like, history about the World War One, because, and, like, it'll talk about mustard gas and the trench warfare, even the German machine guns.
Are there any mechs in this game?
There are no mechs.
Well, then forget it.
There is.
Flamethrowers.
There is. Yes, there are three flamethrowers.
Frame throwers.
Cameras. There are frame throwers in there. And also, there's also a tank and a Zeppelin in there, too, in the game. And it's kind
of... You mean a dirigible?
Whatever.
What'd you call him?
Well, if it's German, it's a Zeppelin.
Yeah.
Can you fly in a biplane and drop bombs by hand?
No.
They did that.
I don't know.
World War One.
I know.
Yeah, World War One, they had biplanes.
And military aviation was its infancy.
They would drop, like, bombs by hand.
You do get chased by biplanes in one of the things, which is, what happens in that part is, like, you're driving a car and music is playing, and the attacks of the enemies is coordinated with the music.
Aww, just like real life?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is Snoopy one of those characters?
No.
Wow.
No.
That'd be a much better game.
That should be unlockable, though.
But the storyline is...
DLC character unlocked.
Easter egg.
Yeah, Easter egg.
There's match the art style.
You know, there's just a doghouse of Snoopy and Woodstock just chilling there. Or the dog that follows you turns into Snoopy.
Now that would be funny.
That would be great.
Sounds like kind of a serious game.
It is a really serious game. It's really, like, deep.
Punch you in the face.
Like, the narrator's, like, really, like, oh, this, I don't know how to, like, exactly say it in words, but
I would too.
It's really the storyline, like, really for the game, like, the storyline is awesome. I love the storyline of it. The gameplay is puzzles, but they're not too hard, but it's really just like kind of puzzles. There's like no shooting guns or anything like that. It's kind of like, hey, do this, do that, oh, you got to do this. So it's kind of like an when it comes to the gameplay, but
reviews have been great though.
Yeah, when it comes to the gameplay, I'm a little about it, because I find myself doing the same thing over and over.
So it's more of an adventure game in game style.
Yeah, a little bit, like, it, I guess you could say that, but I find the storyline to be, like, one of the best parts about the game.
I can't wait to hear what they were whispering when I play back this recording, because, you know, you have a shotgun mic aiming right at you. It could hear you.
Technically, it's aiming
at Tom.
It could hear you.
I can tell you what we were whispering.
Yeah, tell us!
Yeah. I was saying that it's funny because when we always end with Larry and he always takes the longest, so then we were going to time him.
I totally don't have the stopwatch open.
Damn! All
right.
That's all we were talking about. It wasn't that exciting.
It's all referential. It's okay.
So, Laura, what have you
been heard? I was hoping you were threatening him or something.
That was previous.
I was going to punch him in the face.
Yes!
Okay, but let's continue. Laura, what have you been playing?
I've been kicking
back to this punching Brian option.
Been kicking an old school and playing Kingdom Hearts for the PS2.
Wow, that is a good call.
Because I had a PS2, but the laser stopped reading discs. Whoa. So then Justin bought me a new one for our anniversary. So now I have been...
Now get it, but that is a cool anniversary.
Yeah, it was. It was our fourth, so it's appliances you're supposed to get. Really?
It's an appliance.
I didn't know that.
Is like a what toaster. A console?
Yeah. And I'm not going to toast anything, so you got me a PS2. So.
It's,
I don't cook.
So that is your first playthrough on Kingdom Hearts.
Oh, no. I've had the game for a long time, and I haven't played it in a long time because my PS2 didn't work.
Do you have a favorite, or have you played the other ones?
The other
Kingdom Hearts.
No.
They just get weirder and weirder anyway.
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
That's the thing, is like, I really want to sit down and spend the time to play it.
If you don't want
it,
so pass it on.
But it's so difficult to follow.
Well, yeah, it's because half of it, like, they had, like, you know, the story would be advanced in, like, these random, like, Japan-only release, like, handheld games and, like, shit like that. Like,
and then they give it to America, and they're like, boop! Like, what?
Well, I mean, you kind of come to expect it. How did I get here? I mean, really, it's kind of hard to follow almost any plot from a JRPG standpoint anyway. Who the hell cares anymore,
Square Enix.
Somebody's dad died, you're pissed off, that's all I really need to know.
You killed my uncle! Prepare to die!
The rest of it...
People on the moon?
Wait, what?
Grandia 2.
Yeah. No, Grandia 2 didn't have people on the moon.
No, no, there's definitely
a moon segment. Yeah, you're right, holy fuck!
I'm gonna give Kevin an achievement for properly calling out what a game's actually about. Yes. I'm just gonna pop him right there.
God damn. I forgot about that. That's like the end boss. You have to fight everybody on the moon. It's awesome.
Achievement get.
Brian, what have you been playing?
I have been playing Guacamelee Super Championship Turbo Edition, which is free right now for the first 2 weeks of July on the Xbox One. And it is hella fun. Has anyone else?
No, what is Guacamelee?
Guacamelee is a fusion of Metroid and...
Avocados.
Yeah.
I was waiting for that.
Thank you.
I was like, God, I want some guacamole now.
Nice, I understand. Fair play. I really want Chipotle. Who wants to go to Chipotle after those?
On Brian.
Not Brian, we're going.
You guys are fun.
You've been working so much, I mean...
Implying that I still make money.
Alright, so...
No, Guacamelee is a fusion of... No, not... Guacamole. God damn it, I said
avocados.
I already made it. Move on.
Right,
continue.
It is a combination of Metroid and Castlevania. And honestly, it's one of the most fun games that I've played in a very, very long time. And the storyline is... There are so many like little references to other games, like Portal or Super Mario Brothers. No, just... There's one where... You guys have played Castle Crashers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a sign where it's... Everyone's a luchador in this. The Mario Brothers are luchadores. And instead of Castle Crashers, it's Casa Crashers. It's just nice. It's funny little referential things in there. And it's... Honestly, I if you have an Xbox One, highly recommend downloading it. It's one of the best games I've played in a long time.
Can I just have your Xbox One?
Yes.
I mean, I don't have it. I really want to play the game.
$1,200.
What a twist.
$1,200. You did not pay that much.
So many area twists.
That's what I'm offering.
It's been touched
by an angel.
So.
Yeah.
Sticky. Pass it over to Jess. I just realized we're recording in 1080.
Why are they so sticky?
Go! Yeah, we're running out of time.
Recording in 1080.
What have you been playing? What are you playing right now, I should say?
And the only thing I play, really, is Animal Crossing.
Nice!
Basically a badass.
She's addicted.
I'm catching lots of fruit, serving coffee like a champ, pulling weeds.
So this is like
the life
cross-dressing animals, is that?
Oh my god, it really is. But they're so cute. There's like a little leopard and a squirrel and I have a cat now. Really good.
Furries.
And they're super funny.
They're furries.
And, sweet. And the best part is you can change what they call you. So like at any given point I make them compliment me. I'm like, hey gorgeous. Hey beautiful. And I just change it periodically.
I think I need this game.
So if you, for all of us with low self-esteem, this is the game to get.
Also needs constant attention, though.
It does. Like, I play my game almost every day.
So basically, they could call it Rob Simulator.
Yes.
Sound like the female version of me.
Oh. So,
I'll pack it in now.
Yeah, see you guys.
So lately, I've been playing a lot of Chivalry Deadliest Warriors, which is the expansion pack for Chivalry. And basically, it is, FPS with medieval weapons / not only medieval weapons, they've got feudal weapons and
feudal.
Like they've got different eras. It's supposed to be medieval warfare, but they've added like the best warriors of all time. So they've got Viking, they've got pirates, they've got knights. They've throw me off. They've got samurai, and they've got
Master Chief.
No, dang it, Spartans.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not those Spartans.
So basically, it's all out combat, and they all have their own types of weapons, and it's just ridiculous and fun, and just like stupid fun. It's pretty simple to play. It's a little buggy, but Overall, it's just a really fun experience that I haven't had in quite a while. Especially when it comes to, like any sort of direct combat games. Like, FPSs, like, get too serious for me. And, like, I just don't... And, like, same thing if you want to play MOBAs. Like, I enjoy MOBAs for a little bit. But, like, they get too serious. And I just stop enjoying them. But Age of Sigmar is kind of, like... It's different enough where it's enjoyable. And it's kind of fun and lighthearted. Especially Deadliest Warrior. The original Chivalry... the mod and the standalone game are a little more serious because it's all like medieval weapons, and a lot of people play that one more seriously. But Deadliest Warrior is pretty stupid, simple, fun, and I highly enjoy it. Other than that, I hopped back on Left 4 Dead 2 for a while.
Yeah, boy.
Nice. I've been the modding community has really been kind of picking up steam over the past 6 months, and there've been some really cool new campaigns and stuff like that that people have released. And
yes.
People have really. I love games that have a good modding community and stuff based on the Source engine. You know, you just have endless amounts of replayability.
Two more.
Played some absolutely just gorgeous games, like just custom maps and custom scenarios and stuff like that. It's just like this stuff is even better than the original campaign. It's just like I'm glad I can do that in a game that I've already played through and tired of, because it adds a lot of new life. And I didn't have to pay an extra single cent.
You know what I was thinking when you did that list of greatest warriors? I'm thinking the pirates would lose every time to all of them.
Pirates are very difficult to play, but you know what they do have? Guns. They have gunpowder. They're very hard to. They take a long time to reload, but they do a lot of damage.
And they can do it from a distance.
They can do it from a good distance. Oh, everybody else has like bow and arrow and crossbows. They have guns, which have fast projectiles that go through armor.
Yeah.
So even if you hold a shield up, some of that shrapnel still hits you. So
historically, I believe that's why they basically stopped wearing armor.
Yeah. Because, it didn't do much good against that guy.
Anyways.
Yeah. So that's the thing. Everybody hates a pirate when you play as pirates, because first of all, they all look like Jack Sparrow. So they're like, you're running around with your arm like this, and you have like either a pistol or a blunderbuss. So you like shoot them from a distance, and then you just go in and chop their head off because they're like stunned from getting shot by like this like shrapnel.
That's the dream, right?
Yeah. So. If you're playing a pirate, you have to play kind of nasty, because you don't have shields, you don't have really armor, you just have a gun, a cutlass or something like that, you know?
Yeah, right. Boy.
So, Kevin, what have you been playing?
I mean, I guess, to continue the medieval theme, Crusader Kings 2. It's a historical strategy game.
Good
basically,
man.
You play as like a, but you play as a dynasty in essence. Like it's a your family. Like if you don't have an heir from your you know, it's game over. But and basically, you know, you do all sorts of crazy shit that you know that's you in the map of Europe. Why are you waving your arms, Brian? No, I mean, basically you exist as like a feudal ruler. You know, you attempt to, you know, marry your children to gain
amnesia. No, not like that.
Outward incest for the win! Phrasing was very important.
Zoroastrian faith can...
Are you playing Game of Thrones?
Marry your children.
There actually is an Android mod for this game.
Are you serious?
Did they actually say that in a bundle?
Sometimes there are Paradox Interactive
titles. It's dirt cheap.
It shit goes on sale for 75% off on Steam all the time.
Oh, okay.
No maybe crossover between segments in case I just cut out that.
But I mean, yeah, no. You can fucking assassinate your own children.
I thought
children,
that was a legitimate.
You can fuck and assassinate your own children. What the hell is your problem?
You inbreeding can be a problem. I mean, like places. I think it's like for most religions, you have to be at least two degrees of separation away to actually successfully execute a marriage. But yeah, no, it's fucking it's crazy. Like it's not one of those like it's not very good. You stare at a map all the time. You move your little your soldiers and your counselors and whatnot. But it's surprising. I mean shit. It's engrossing.
I mean shit.
Yeah, incest
shit,
is
shit, 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 shit,
gross.
Shit.
Again, do you send in the Irish because they're cheaper than arrows?
Hey. No.
Oh. Yeah. Do you send them sailing across the ocean in their potatoes?
All right, no, we get some Braveheart. We run out of high def.
Braveheart. Yeah, right, keep going. Keep going. Braveheart reference.
Nice. Yeah, I liked it. They're cheaper than arrows.
Oh, let's see. In a couple of episodes ago, I bought a few games on Steam, and I actually install them, and play.
Oh my god. Yeah. What are you? What have you done with Larry? What have you done with Larry?
Shape shifter in our midst.
Say, well, you know, DuckTales was very appealing. So, you know, on a classic platformer.
You did go with it.
I did. So I've been playing a little DuckTales.
DuckTales!
I've been playing Sid Pirates.
Sid Meier's Pirates. Great game.
That is actually a great game.
Started that. I'm pretty good at destroying other ships. I've gotten pretty good at that. I found that if you're just fast and you just like weave a lot, they usually can't get a good shot on you.
Serpentine.
And then, of course, you just pull up then as soon as their cannons go by and just hit them with everything. It works pretty good.
That's how I survived high school.
Yeah, that's right. So that one. It's funny now that then because I was looking at pirates, I actually loaded a pirate game that I bought like last year, Pirates Cove or something like that, and started playing that one.
Risen
has a
one.
Bit of the same feel as the other pirate game. So I don't know which one I'm going to continue with. I'm trying to think of which one.
You and
yeah, pirate. No, I'm trying to think if I have it.
Yeah, like Pirates Cove. It's a bit gold like it, right? Something it's like a, yeah. Maybe it's Gold Coast, like Pirates Gold Coast.
Yeah, something like
wasn't
that.
Wasn't the second Tropico game Pirate Thief? Like, I'm like the rest of the series.
So
yeah, I know, I'm not kidding. Like, that's pretty... 1, 3, 4, and 5 of all, but you know, modern, you know, Banana Republic kind of thing, but no.
Banana Republic? So they would come out in khaki slacks and button-up shirts?
Yarg!
I'd be stealing your khakis!
You know, when you think about that, that is a terrible name.
Yes, it is.
Banana Republic.
I mean, well, forget it. I'm not going to say
it. It comes from Western
slave labor. I mean,
yeah, I mean.
Oh, don't.
Banana Republic.
The poor Indian kids.
What?
What?
Huh?
I got a call from one of them. Anyway.
Anyway. I love how there are three audible huh?
He's totally with me.
So anyway, I've been playing these games, and then Steam distracted me. Distracted me with a cheap deal.
Goddamn Gabe Newell.
On Talisman. Really? That's the game I was the.
Yeah, conversion. I saw that on Steam and I was
beautiful.
Like, oh my god, Larry was just talking about this. And guess what? I bought it.
It's a good board. I've been playing the hell out of it and I'm actually trying to achieve achievements purposefully.
It's not just on accident, like, oh hey.
And yeah, those wondering, I did win the first game I played.
Woo!
So that was and then he never played it again.
That's right. No, I'm done. No, I actually no. I got the denied the next two games. Which so I'm almost completed the denied achievement. So so I'm playing the hell out of that. I love them. Board game ports. I buy them all. I'm going to write to no avail, I'm sure, Games Workshop, and see if we can get Space Crusader reported and updated, because that would be awesome.
That would be awesome, actually. Don't hold your breath with Games Workshop.
I know.
Use of their intellectual property.
But no, thank you very much. Those guys, they will ignore everything. Money? Oh, we don't need money.
Such a good game. You know?
I don't
know.
Yeah. Hey, we've got a rich universe. It's like if Star Wars just stuck to the Ewoks.
I know.
I heard this today. Was just side point with Star Wars. So, the first three movie ends with the teddy bear picnic.
Okay, that would be pretty fucking awesome, actually.
That's going to be three. All right,
right? I'm going to do two things. I'm going to do show and tell, and then I'm going to talk about what I've been playing. So, show and tell is this big box here. So,
and it's just a box.
Actually, no, Travis had a very good idea. So, because all of us own those really expensive controllers, and we need a way to move them around, Travis said, hey, come up with a Foot Locker. Do you know how hard it is to find a Foot Locker big enough to
you cut somebody up and put it in.
Do you watch the movie Seven or not?
You're next.
What's in the box?
Yeah. So we found we did find a kind of this unquote unquote was a camouflage one. I don't know who the fuck's idea of camouflage that
digital
is.
Digital camo.
Yeah, no, that is not digital camo. That's, oh crap, we threw plastic
just
in.
That's green. That's, we're out of different color plastic.
Thank
camo.
You.
Call it camo and send it out.
Yeah, seriously. They call this camo.
That's forest camo.
Top intentional?
It looks like, yeah. It looks like they just somebody just got paint on it.
Yeah, it does. So that is supposed to be camo. So yeah, so we did find a foot locker that's actually big enough to hold the steel battalion controllers.
All together.
Together. And yeah, because unfortunately, you really do want to store them as one piece. So...
Wow, it's really just, it's like it was made to do it.
Barely though, dude. I mean, barely. It's really close.
Because it sits on the ledge.
Yeah, it does sit on the ledge, which does work. It sits on the ledge here. Yeah. So it will work, and there's room enough to get the Xbox and a few cables and so on.
So where did you get it?
Amazon, $40. Delivered.
Nice!
So,
and it came with the paint on it?
Yeah. Yeah, they didn't even charge me extra for the crappy paint job.
Could I get it in black?
No, yeah, no,
black camo.
Not for $40, you can't. They sold these for $40 because they look like shit. So, but that being said, yeah, it wasn't a bad deal.
The same company my archery case is made for.
As far as what I've been playing,
Jungle Hunt.
No, it's Larry's fault. I've been playing Skyrim, Elder Scrolls.
Oh goddamn it!
That's a hell of a game,
dude. You know, like I needed a whole bunch of side crap to keep me busy. The game you could just screw around with forever on. So, yes. I mean, I've got a bitch load of hours on that.
Yeah, I'll blame Larry too. I've been playing the damn Elder Scrolls.
I saw you online, yeah.
But I did like go, you know, this is boring the shit out of me just walking through open space. So I switched over to Kingdoms of I can't
even pronounce
it. Yes, thank you. Could you pronounce it again?
Amalur.
Thank you, Amalur.
Wasn't that one of Kurt Schilling's projects?
Yes.
Before
it
he did it. Out of the state of
that
Rhode
game
Island?
Is damn excellent, and it's got big, huge, furry bears to kill, and I like that.
Aww. He so lost his ass in bears. That.
Only you can prevent bear murder.
That's right.
But it's a good
that
game.
Series were good.
He lost his ass, and it is a good game?
It is a great game. In fact, it's highly rated.
They're vicious killers.
Oh. It comes from the
game. And the other thing I've been playing is...
What? Weird. That's not what I...
Look at all that background talk. God damn it!
It's your own fault. You're not willing to hold the cartridge for your full time.
Here, I got my foot on.
I'm touching the cartridge.
The other thing was actually sent to us by the Game Bakers. It was actually given to G2B to do a review on. And,
all right.
This is Squids.
Why didn't you hand it off to me? I'd do a review. Heck?
Because Rob knows what he's doing.
Wow.
Oh, you do.
True life.
Wow. He's doing it immediately.
Well, you don't think I review games myself?
Going down the gum.
This is Squid's Odyssey. And actually, come to find out when I started playing it, within 2 minutes I realized I reviewed this game 2 years ago on the Mac when I was working for another review outlet. And... Guys, Games and Beer isn't really a review outlet.
We're
review porta potty.
Yeah,
but so
you can see, no, it's a review outhouse.
So yeah, right. So I told him I mentioned, and by the way, it got a 4 out of 5, 4.5 out of 5. So it reviewed really well, and it is a squad based RPG. I swear to God, with squids in it.
Can I?
Nice.
Yeah, you want to check it out?
Yeah,
here, I'm gonna show the screen real quick. Just so you can
hear. Let's go get to the
microphone. It's a little bit like playing pool.
So maybe
like a pool squid bait. Yeah, you pull your little tentacles. I know. It's like they were on drugs when
it's
they
like
made
tentacle
this game.
Porn.
Yeah, it's like tentacle porn.
I was about to bring that up.
Don't make sense.
Is this straight from Japan?
You pull their little tentacles and you can fling them into enemies. But they've also got like upgrades.
That is tentacle
they level
porn.
Up. It is. And then you've also got like some of them have guns, so you can you know the trick is sometimes you just want to get them close to them so you can use your gun on them and go. And then some of them have like you know they can power smash and they smash on the ground and the other stuff around them. Gets hurt. It is. I know it sounds crazy.
Yeah.
And the premise is nuts.
Okay.
But the graphics are really beautiful. The 3DS, if you put it in 3D, it's really nice because you can tell where the edges are. There's a lot of beautiful set screens in it, and it plays well.
So how long has the 3DS version been out?
It just came out. Okay, literally, so like I think at this point, it's been maybe 5-6 cool. days.
So you said you reviewed this already for the Mac.
I reviewed it for the
now,
Mac.
Now, did it port over well to the DS?
Yeah, it was originally made as an iPad game, I think. Like many Mac games are. But it suffered a little bit in the Mac port, but not a lot. That's why I didn't make a full 5, just because it's like nothing you've ever played. I can't name anything that actually plays like this game, and that's that's really what got it such a high rating. So I highly recommend it. It's $15, which is a little bit steep, but then again, everything on the damn Nintendo eShop's overpriced, so hey, go ahead.
Yeah.
Wow, this is like kind of like Worms 2, because she just fell off the edge of the maps.
There's a little bit of a lot of games in it. It's hard to pinpoint what game it's like, which is because it's its own game, which you very rarely see anymore. You don't see something new, and it's something new and different. It does have tactical RPG elements to it, but it's weird.
Cool.
And I like it.
Cool.
Good.
Yeah. So thanks, Game Bakers.
Thanks, Game Bakers.
This episode of GTB is brought to you by
Game Bakers.
They bake games. And marijuana cookies.
420 Just Blaze.
And you know what? That's all I really have to say for this episode.
So, I think that's a good place to end it, 420 Blaze.
Thanks for watching, guys, Games and Beer. There is no moral to this story, and there's no story to this.
Moral. Bye!
Bye! Have a beautiful time!
Come visit us at www.guysgamesandbeer.net. Win free games on our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/guysgamesandbeer.